I'm here with David Sheffield, the Executive Director of Greenwood Coalition. David, to start off, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself outside of what people may already know?
I think one thing that's important to know about me and my life outside of work is how important my family are to me. I come from a large family of creative, interesting, ambitious people, and my wife Beth and I have four children who are all adults, and we have five grandchildren as well. So very much our life outside of work is shaped around family interaction and activities and all that comes under the category of family life. And I think some people may not know that I didn't spend most of my life working in formal social work like I do now, but I've always been involved in community activities. For most of my life, I earned my living as a house painter, doing primarily residential painting and working in the building trade.
And how did you get involved and then I guess go on to become sort of the face of Greenwood?
My first involvement with what would become Greenwood Coalition was an invitation from some friends who had reached out to folks living at the residential motel that was called Greenwood Towers at that time in Port Hope. And my wife and I attended a community potluck meal that some folks had started there. This would be in the winter of 2007 that we were invited there. And we continued to meet weekly with folks over a good meal. These folks were living in difficult circumstances, and we had the opportunity to get to know some of them and to learn a little bit about how life worked or didn't work for them. And that was the beginning of what would become Greenwood Coalition, as that kind of neighborly effort turned into something more formal. I was offered a part-time position as an outreach worker with the newly formed organization. And that was about 2010, I guess, that I started that. And since that time, it's grown into a going concern in a lot of ways. Greenwood represents a community of people helping each other and a small staff working together with people who are working on a volunteer basis with us and integrating that community. And I'm often the spokesperson now, as sort of the person that's been around the longest, but I certainly don't represent the whole picture of Greenwood Coalition, which is a very much a vibrant community.
And why do you think it's so crucial to shine a light on issues that can be easy sometimes for a community to pretend don't exist?
I think that some of the work of Greenwood Coalition has been to advocate for people in the community and also to educate people in the community about some of the challenges that our neighbors face. And I think that is rooted in the idea of the value of humans, the dignity of humans, and the idea that we're all in this together. I think at this time, as we're dealing with this global pandemic, we're reminded of the fact that we're all in this together, that there can't be us and them, and the structural pieces that hold our society together are being challenged at this time, and we're reminded that those structural pieces need to be strong at any time, whether there's a pandemic or not. And I think there's an innate need in all of us to belong to a community, to connect to others, and to find that landing place where we belong. And one of the things that has shown up a little more clearly during the pandemic is some of the gaps that are there in our community, in our neighborhood. Often we're so busy with going to work, getting things done, moving on to the next thing, that we don't have the time to slow down and think about, how's our neighbor doing? Is there anything that I can do to contribute to the well-being of my community? And so we're seeing that now, and I think that's really healthy. I'm really hopeful that we can learn some things, that we can have a new clarity about how we live as a community, how we live as a neighborhood, and that we can have a renewed drive to see that no one is left behind.
And what's your favorite part about living, working, and giving back in this community?
I guess I was in my mid-20s when I moved to Northumberland to take a work opportunity. I had a young family at that time, and it wasn't a particularly conscious decision beyond work and a new opportunity. After living here for a year or two, it just felt like the right place to be, the right place to raise a family. And I think the landscape has a lot to do with that. There's a particularly unique lay of the land here, from, you know, the obvious beautiful hills to the waterfront. And I've always lived within a few miles of one of the Great Lakes, and it feels right to be here. I think that over the 30 odd years that I've lived here, I've found a very vibrant, healthy community that is creative and is willing to engage in collective activities. And so this place has taught me a lot about how we can live together, how we can build community.
And what's an accomplishment you'd say you are most proud of?
One of the first things that comes to mind is that I'm very proud of my children and how they're living their lives. And while I'd like to take credit for the great people they've become, I really feel, I often say that I was raised by my children more than the other way around. We've had the privilege of growing up in a safe place and in a place that offered a lot of opportunity. But my wife and I were quite young parents when we started our family, and I didn't really have too many answers. However, all of that happened, really proud to be part of a family that cares about others, that is working hard at making the world a better place.
If you had the chance to give one piece of advice to someone looking to get more involved in the community, what would that be?
I think one of the most important lessons that I've learned about life in a community, about building a healthier community, is that it's always a struggle. It sounds like a warm, fuzzy thing to build a welcoming community, but it's actually hard work, and it means getting out of our comfort zone. It means crossing over lines of socioeconomic status, different backgrounds, that sort of thing, and connecting with someone who's different from ourselves. And I would say that in my work and outside of my work, that some of the most rewarding experiences for me have been when I moved out of my comfort zone, when I leaned into what was awkward and discovered something new, something better. I learned about other people. And I think leaning into the awkward and finding ways to eat together are really important. And that's something that we're really struggling with right now during the pandemic. Our community dinner is on hold. And with the physical distancing, it's become really difficult to spend time having coffee with people or eating together. But that's one of the things that I look forward to beyond this, is getting back to that.
Thank you so much for your time, David, and for all you do to give back to this community, especially to those who are most vulnerable during this pandemic.